Hello and welcome once again. This is Brother Mike at May-212011.com. That's May 21, 2011.com with another study. This particular message is entitled, Why We Should Not Look for Most End Time Prophecies to Take Place in the Ancient Land of Israel. Grace and peace to all those who are the true Israel and Jews of the Most High, who are circumcised in their hearts and not just in their flesh, whether Jew or Gentile, through the faith of Jesus Christ by the regeneration of the Holy Spirit, who are the true Christians. That's right. The true Christians are the true Jews. For we read in Romans 2, verses 28 through 29, For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Now today, the vast majority of people still think that the nation of Israel are the true Jews or people of God. And so whenever something takes place in Israel, many of the theologians in the Christian church and elsewhere jump at the opportunity to apply it somehow to the coming of or the fulfillment of Holy Scripture in the end times. With God now bringing a strong delusion upon all the Christian churches as judgment against them, as we read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that he would, where we read in verses 7 through 12, For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he, that is the Holy Spirit in the church, who now lets, will let. Better translated, who now restrains, will restrain, until he, that is the Holy Spirit, be taken out of the way, or out of the midst of the Christian church. And then shall that wicked, that is the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, also called the man of sin, be revealed, according to Holy Scripture, that the biblical timeline came from. The Antichrist, who is the counterfeit Christ, was revealed in the Christian church on May 21, 1988. Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And now, with so many of the Christian churches standing firm on their own man-made and false doctrines as Satan rules over them, such as, for one instance, their premillennial dispensational theology, which is still incorrectly looking for the Antichrist to be a man, when he is not a single man who will arise to bring peace in the Middle East, or who will eventually set himself up in the supposed to be rebuilt Jewish temple as if he were God, deceiving the people that he is God. And these church theologians and false prophets are also waiting for the church to be raptured out of this world to heaven at or soon after the beginning of the great tribulation to be judged and receive their rewards for the good deeds they accomplished for Christ while on earth. And again, they think falsely that they will be raptured out to escape the great tribulation on earth of what they falsely think will be 7 years in duration. And they falsely think the whole world of Israel will be evangelized by two witnesses of Revelation 11, who they falsely think will be Moses and Elijah, and who will supposedly but falsely be do great signs and wonders to lead the whole nation to believe in Christ as their Messiah. And then, after the Great Tribulation, they falsely think that the Battle of Armageddon takes place in the ancient land of Israel. And then Christ will finally return to Jerusalem from heaven to rule and reign for a literal 1,000 years on this sin cursed earth, which, by the way, is absurd, to subdue all his enemies as he rules over them with a rod of iron, during which time they also falsely say Satan will be bound in the pit. And then after that literal 1,000 years, and after the so-called Battle of Gog and Magog, for all the wicked or unsaved people to be judged and cast into the lake of fire along with Satan and all his host of evil angels or demons. Thus, according to them, there will be two different judgments: the judgment of the church after they are raptured out from the Great Tribulation. I think they call this the judgment of rewards. And then they say there will be another judgment of the wicked at the end of Christ's literal 1,000-year reign on this sin-cursed earth. Again, what foolishness. After their so-called Battle of Gog and Magog. Anyway, the focus of everything, according to them, is on the nation of Israel, because they still see the nation of Israel as being the true Israel on this earth. And so they look to the nation of Israel and the literal land of Israel to be where virtually all the end time fulfillment of prophecy will take place. But that is not where virtually all the end time fulfillment of prophecy will take place. Sadly, the Christian churches have been so blinded by God as he has been bringing his judgment against them, they are completely lost when it comes to what has been and will be happening in these last few days on earth. Therefore, even as we hear so many lies coming from the world in this day of God's judgment, so also we hear so many lies coming from the so-called Christian churches of our day, which is why God's wrath had come upon them in the first place, ever since May 21, 1988, when his judgment had to begin at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17, namely at all the Christian churches worldwide. And the man-made premillennial dispensational theology is just one of those great lies and deceptions of the devil. There are many other end-time lies being propagated by the churches in our day as well, such as postmillennialism, which is looking for this world to be gradually and completely Christianized over a long period of time, with its so-called reconstructionism theology and preterist viewpoint that the vast majority of the book of Revelation was already fulfilled in the first century A.D. Other end-time lies are what are called historic premillennialism and amillennialism that we will not mention any further in this particular message, but dispensational premillennialism seems to be more widely and readily held by the fallen evangelical Christian churches of our day than any of the other end-time theologies. But it is the most absurd interpretation of Holy Scripture. It uses an unbiblical method of interpretation to begin with, and so it just chops up Holy Scripture like no other end-time theology in our day. Now, Let's return to the notion that the nation of Israel is still the true Israel. Is that true? Absolutely not. For the Holy Spirit said through the Apostle Paul in Romans 9, verses 6 through 8, not as though the word of God has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, they are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. And who are the children of promise? A remnant of people from every nation, including the nation of Israel, who were elected by God to faith in Jesus Christ, and who are all saved in Jesus Christ by May 21, 2011, when judgment came upon the whole world, with any possibility for eternal life having come to an end. These alone are the true Israel. The nation of Israel is no longer Israel, and the land of Israel is no longer the Holy Land, hence, no longer the true land of Israel. But ever since God departed from the old Jewish temple, when the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom as Christ hung on the cross and the earth quaked, Matthew 27:51, Mark 15:38, and Luke 23:45, the nation of Israel is no longer counted and was no longer counted as the people of God, and they never will be ever again. In fact, we read in Jeremiah 3 that God had already began divorcing the nation of Israel even before the cross. God declares in Jeremiah 3, verses 8 through 11, "And I saw, when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. And it came to pass through the lightness of her whoredom that she defiled the land and committed adultery and with stones and with stocks. And yet for all this, her treacherous sister Judah has not turned unto me with her whole heart, but fawnedly or pretended to, saith the Lord. And the Lord said unto me, the backsliding Israel has justified herself more than treacherous Judah." Indeed, God divorced the northern kingdom of Israel and destroyed it by the Assyrians in 709 BC. And if God divorced and destroyed the northern kingdom of Israel, what do you think he eventually did to the southern kingdom of Judah, who we just read feared not, but went and played the harlot also? Why, he destroyed them as well by the Babylonians in 587 BC. Yes, he divorced the southern kingdom of Israel called Judah, as well as the northern kingdom of Israel called Israel, except for those who obeyed Yahweh to surrender and depart out from Judah and Jerusalem to go into captivity in Babylon, because God was not going to turn away his wrath from Judah due to their worship of false gods and hardened rebellion against him. We read in Jeremiah 21, verses 8 through 14, "And unto this people thou shalt say, thus saith Jehovah, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death, and he that abides in this city, that is Jerusalem, shall die by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. But he that goes out and passes over to the Chaldeans," another name for the Babylonians, "that besieged you, he shall live, and his life shall be unto him for a prey. For I have set my face upon this city for evil and not for good, saith the Lord. It shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire, which he did in 587 B.C. And touching the house of the king of Judah, hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of David. Thus saith the Lord, execute justice in the morning, and deliver him that is robbed out of the hand of the oppressor, lest my wrath go forth like fire and burn so that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. Behold, I am against thee, O inhabitant of the valley and of the rock of the plains, says the Lord. You that say, who shall come down against us, or who shall enter into our habitations? And I will punish you according to the fruit of your doings, saith the Lord. And I will kindle a fire in her forest, and it shall devour all that is round about her. Now, those Old Testament Israelites that obeyed Yahweh to depart out from Judah and Jerusalem in the light of its certain destruction by Yahweh were a picture or type of all we who in this day had obeyed Christ to depart out from all the Christian churches, that is, from the new land of Judah and Jerusalem, in the light of their certain destruction, to go into captivity in this world, that is, the new Babylon or kingdom of Satan, to escape God's judgment upon all the Christian churches that began on May 21, 1988, according to Yahweh's very accurate biblical timeline of history that you can click on to convince thyself. And also click on Why Leave All Churches for more information. Thus, when Christ was crucified, the nation of Israel had been fully divorced by God. And when the Holy Spirit departed from the temple as Jesus hung on the cross and the earth quaked, God's divorce of the nation of Israel had been fulfilled. There is now no possibility that the nation of Israel will ever again become the true people of God and married to Him. For we read in the law of Deuteronomy 24, verse 4, her, that is the nation of Israel's former husband, who in this case was Yahweh, which sent her, that is the nation of Israel, away, may not take her again to be his wife. After that she is defiled, for that is abomination before the Lord. And thou shalt not cause the land to sin, which the Lord thy God gives thee for an inheritance. You see, the land of Israel ran after false gods in spiritual adultery, just as the churches of our day have been doing. The result of all their adulteries was that Yahweh divorced the nation of Israel according to a temporary law of Moses that was instituted by him only for that particular Old Testament time due to the severe hardness of the Israelites' hearts. And it was rescinded by Christ back to how it was meant to be from the beginning. And you can get all that information by clicking on the study, Divorce, the Big Lie. That temporary law that allowed Yahweh to divorce the nation of Israel in the Old Testament, that is no longer in effect ever since Christ came to earth and rescinded that law, regardless of how many people keep trying to use that law to think that God is okay with divorce, that there is a reason for divorce, such as adultery. Actually, none of that is true. Read, click on Divorce, the Big Lie, and read and listen to that study. For all the churches that are permitting divorce for one reason or another, or for just one reason or many reasons, some churches, is not taught in the Holy Bible. Christ teaches and rescinds that temporary law of Deuteronomy chapter 24. But it was used by Yahweh in the Old Testament to divorce the nation of old of Israel. And that's in Deuteronomy 24, verses 1 through 2, where it reads, "When a man has taken a wife," in this case, Yahweh had married the nation of Israel, "and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes, because he has found some uncleanness, such as spiritual adultery, in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement, and give it in her hand, and send her out of his house. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's." So, based on this temporary law, Yahweh divorced the nation of Israel from any longer being his people, for they instead became married to their false gods, which were many. And as was already revealed, the nation of Israel could then never come back from their second husbands, who were all their false gods, to return to their first husband, Yahweh. Because included with that temporary law that permitted Yahweh to divorce the nation of Israel, we read further on in Deuteronomy 24, verses 3 through 4, "And if the latter husband," in this case Israel's false gods, "hate her," that is, hate the nation of Israel, "and write her a bill of divorcement and give it into her hand and send her out of his house, or if the latter husband die," which took her to be his wife, that is, all her false gods, "her," that is, the nation of Israel's former husband, who in this case was Yahweh, "which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife, after that she is defiled. For that is abomination before the Lord, and thou shalt not cause the land to sin, which the Lord thy God gives thee for an inheritance." And so, the nation of Israel can never go back to their first husband Yahweh. And they never will. Because she's defiled. And that would be an abomination before Yahweh. No, the nation of Israel was fully divorced at the cross, or by the cross, so that God could marry another with an everlasting love, from whom there can be no divorce. And this another is the eternal church of Jesus Christ. Not a denomination or a local congregation of any kind that consists of unsaved, as in this day, but all those who are truly in Jesus Christ. These people have departed out from all the Christian churches. They alone are the true Israel of God. And they have obeyed Christ to depart out, like I said, from all the churches of our day to escape God's judgment upon them, just as some of Yahweh's Old Testament people obeyed him to depart out from Judah and Jerusalem to escape his wrath. And I encourage you to click on and read "Why Leave All Christian Churches." But before the true Israel of God obeyed Christ to depart out from all the Christian churches, they were all a part of those churches. And so all the Christian churches have then become the new land of Israel and Judah ever since the time of the cross, after the Holy Spirit departed out from the old Jewish temple. And as each of God's elect, the true Israel, became saved through the hearing of the gospel during the church age, from Pentecost in 33 AD to the spiritual end of the church age on May 21, 1988, they normally joined a local congregation, and they themselves became the new temple of God. For God, through the Apostle Paul, for instance, says to the church of Corinth, in 1 Corinthians 3:16, "Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? And God says to them again in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16, "And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Indeed, the Holy Spirit that had departed out from the old Jewish temple at the cross then took up its residence in all the Christian churches because they became the new temple of the true Israelites, who are the true Christians. Indeed, they became the new temple of God, and each truly saved person in those churches were themselves the temple wherein dwelt the Holy Spirit as well. But when God's final judgment finally began at the house of God, that is on all the Christian churches on May 21, 1988, when the church age ended, the Holy Spirit once again departed out from the temple, this time all the Christian churches worldwide, and God's true believers soon followed because the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, Satan himself, was revealed through Holy Scripture to be ruling in all the Christian churches to spiritually destroy them as God's judgment against them. I encourage you to listen to 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 through 11. Just click on that link. All the Christian churches have now been spiritually destroyed, and they only await to be physically destroyed on the last day of Judgment Day that is soon to come, likely any time now to as long as the year 2035 AD. So now, we must ask, why do so many look to the old nation of Israel and the old land of Israel that is no longer the land of Israel, nor the Holy Land? For all the Christian churches had become the Holy Land of Judah and Jerusalem after the cross, to look for the end time fulfillments of ancient prophecy. Well, they have all been taught false doctrines and teachings, which is one of the big reasons why God began his judgment against them in the first place, ever since the spiritual end of the church age, when judgment began at the house of God on May 21, 1988. They should have realized that since Yahweh had divorced the nation of Israel forever and then revealed the true Israel to be all who are eternally saved from their sins through Jesus Christ, by when Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, that the true land of Israel has always been where the true Israel of God dwell. First, in and around the temple of the old nation of Israel, up until the cross when God divorced that nation of Israel, and then, namely, in all the Christian churches worldwide. Therefore, if all the theologians and false prophets in the churches were wise, and in the Bible, those who are wise are the truly saved people, they would have been looking to the Christian churches, that is the true land of Israel, to see the fulfillment of virtually all the end time prophecies taking place. In fact, virtually all the ancient prophecies with respect to the end times have already been fulfilled. Not in the old nation of Israel that God had divorced, but in the new land of Israel, namely all the Christian churches worldwide. For instance, in fulfillment of prophecy, the true temple of God that many think is yet to be rebuilt over in Jerusalem to fulfill prophecy was already rebuilt in the church during the church age, because as each true Israelite, Jews and Gentiles, worldwide came to faith in Jesus Christ through the preaching of the gospel during the church age from Pentecost in 33 AD to the spiritual end of the church age on May 21, 1988, according to the very accurate biblical timeline of history that comes right from the Bible. They were each a stone of that temple until the very last stone came to faith to complete the temple in Christ by May 21, 2011, which completed the rebuilt temple of David that had been prophesied to come. That is the true rebuilt temple that the prophets foretold would come into being in the end times, that was prophesied to come into being in the end times, that is, was already fulfilled. They're still looking for it over in the old ancient land that's no longer Israel, but it was already fulfilled in the churches, the new Israel. Not an old physical temple that they say is yet to be rebuilt, but a new spiritual temple that was already completed ever since May 21, 2011, when Judgment Day began and all God's people, the true Israel of God, had become saved. Furthermore, if they understood the scriptures, they would have recognized that the coming of the Antichrist already took place in the land of Judah and Jerusalem, which land has been all the Christian churches ever since the time of the cross. As we now know, the counterfeit Christ, who is the Antichrist, also called the man of sin or son of perdition, Satan himself, did come on May 21, 1988, to be revealed in the church as the ruler over the Christian churches to bring God's judgment against them. Once again, listen to 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 through 11 by clicking on the link. We also know that the two witnesses are not Moses and Elijah, or some others who are supposed to come and evangelize the old land of Israel, but they are the true believers in Christ, the true Israel of God, who preached the gospel in the new land of Israel and Judah, namely all the Christian churches, to bring about the building of the Temple of David. I encourage you to click on Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Because the building of that tabernacle of David in the churches was the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. That the rebuilding of this temple of David took place during the church age is made clear in Acts chapter 15, where we learn that the building of the church was the building of the temple of David. We read in verses in Acts, which is all about the spread of the gospel and the building of the church. We read in verses 15 through 18, and to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, after these things I will return, and I will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen. And I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men may seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who makes these things known from of old. No, we are not waiting for that old temple in Jerusalem to be rebuilt to fulfill the scriptures. Those ancient prophecies were already fulfilled in the building of the New Testament church. Are you beginning to see where the fulfillment of ancient prophecy for the end times has really been taking place? Yes, it has been taking place all along with the Christian churches that are the true or new land of Judah and Jerusalem and Israel, ever since the old nation of Israel was divorced by God to be married to another, those whose Messiah is the Lord Jesus Christ, that remnant from every nation who, whether Jew or Gentile, had already been saved through the faith of Jesus Christ by his death and resurrection on the cross. They alone are the true Israel of God. They are also the true temple of God, which temple was completed when they all became saved before Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. Much of the fulfillment of end time prophecy, you see, has already been realized in or with the Christian churches. Not the old Jewish nation of Israel in the old land of Canaan, but the new land of Judah and Jerusalem, being all the Christian churches worldwide. That has been where most of the ancient prophecies have already been fulfilled. But most have been blinded to all because of God's wrath upon them, to feed them a strong delusion, to believe all the lies being propagated by the many false prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors in the Christian churches in the latter days of the end times. Again, we know that we are right near the end, not because of something that is happening over in the nation of Israel, like Hamas attacking Israel, but because the Christian churches have clearly fallen away from the truth, as the Antichrist, Satan himself, has already been revealed to be ruling in and over the Christian churches, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, that is the Christian churches, not some old or rebuilt Jewish temple, showing himself that he is God. As we read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as if the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away." The falling away of the Christian churches from truth, that is. "And that man of sin," that is the counterfeit Christ, Satan himself, "be revealed in the Christian churches, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sits in the temple of God." That is the Christian church, not some old to be rebuilt Jewish temple in the old land of Judah and Jerusalem, showing himself that he is God. "Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things?" So, once again, we see the fulfillment of Holy Scripture concerning the end times having been fulfilled in the Christian church, which became the new land of Israel and Judah after the crucifixion and resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. This is not some replacement theology. This is the theology of the apostles, clearly taught by the Apostle Paul, and the Holy Scriptures by the Holy Spirit. It is the land where the new temple has already been built. That is in the churches. It is the land where the Antichrist, Satan himself, was revealed. That is in the churches, in which he was given to rule over after being released from the pit on May 21, 1988, to spiritually destroy it, except, of course, for the true Israel of God, the eternal church who obeyed Christ to depart out from it, that is to have departed out from all the Christian churches worldwide in the light of their sure destruction by the King of Babylon. That is the King of this world and all Christian churches now included, Satan himself, as he comes in great deception as the Antichrist to rule over and spiritually destroy the Christian church. Who is there that cannot see this? You must be blind. Those who have remained in the Christian churches to fight for their churches are fighting a losing battle. For God will not turn back his judgment against them because the churches have chosen their false Christs over the true Christ. And their hearts are in hardened rebellion against the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, our Master, the true Jesus Christ. Therefore, depart out from all the Christian churches to escape his wrath. There's absolutely no hope for them. Just like there was no hope for the southern kingdom of Judah with its capital at Jerusalem because their sins had reached to heaven and God was certainly going to destroy it. So it is also with the Christian churches. They're being destroyed. And they will be destroyed completely. If you stay in your churches to fight for them, you will be spiritually and finally physically destroyed on the relatively soon last day of the many days of judgment that we are now in. Then again, many believe that Christ is to reign for 1,000 literal years over in the old Jerusalem. But once again, that was already fulfilled when Christ ruled and reigned through the Christian churches during the church age to bring about the salvation of his people worldwide by the sending forth of the gospel. Indeed, Satan was cast out of heaven and bound in the pit of this earth at the cross so that the Holy Spirit, through Christ's disciples, would be able to take the gospel to every nation. Remember, Christ said, unless you bind the strong man, you cannot plunder his house. That's because with the coming of Christ and his crucifixion, that's when the strong man... Notice that he's being typified as a man. The strong man, but he's not a man, but he's being typified by a man. Just like the man of sin typifies him, the Antichrist. But he's not a man. That was not possible during the Old Testament to take the gospel worldwide because Satan was not at that time yet bound in the pit of this earth. And he had not yet been cast out of heaven where, from the beginning, he had earned the right to rule over this earth when he had deceived Eve, who then also gave the forbidden fruit to her husband, Adam, and he also ate, which caused the fall of this earth and humankind. And it also gave Satan the right to rule over this earth from heaven. But Satan lost his right to rule over this earth from heaven at the cross. And so he was cast from heaven to be bound in the pit of this earth for 1,000 years. A number that is not to be taken literally. Numbers, just like words, can be symbolic because numbers are words. And the number 1,000 is being used symbolically. It symbolizes the completeness of years from the cross to the spiritual end of the church age on May 21, 1988. I encourage you to click on Revelation 20 and read the first few verses to clearly see that the 1,000 years is not to be taken literally. And it refers to the time of the church age, symbolically. And Satan's being cast from heaven and bound on this earth greatly limited his powers so that the Holy Spirit, through men and women, could spread the gospel worldwide without Satan being able to keep it from happening. Oh, yes. He could still go about as a roaring lion seeking whom to devour. But he was no longer able to keep the gospel from spreading throughout the earth as he could during the Old Testament period, no matter how hard he tried. Every time he stopped the gospel in one place by persecuting the Christians, the gospel always sprang up more fervently in another place. Satan could not keep up with it all, being bound on earth and no longer in heaven. This is what Christ referred to and pointed to when he said, when his disciples came back to him and they were amazed that they were able to cast out demons and wicked spirits from people. And Christ said to them, "Yeah, I saw Satan fall from heaven as lightning." But then God released Satan from being bound in the pit of this earth on May 21, 1988, to use him to bring judgment against his own Christian church as the counterfeit Christ, the true Antichrist that was prophesied to come. He's also called the man of sin, but he's not a man. And there is not going to be a man. He's also called the abomination of desolation, who was then revealed by Holy Scripture to have been given rule in and over all Christian churches worldwide to deceive them and be worshipped by them without them even knowing, beginning on May 21, 1988. And unless those in the churches had received his mark, that is the mark of the beast, during the great tribulation that came on May 21, 1988 and went to May 21, 2011, they were not able to buy or sell in the churches. Revelation 13, verses 15 through 17. No, the mark of the beast was not some physical mark, card, branding, computer chip, nanotechnology, or anything else similar to what the false prophets are still declaring and looking for. But it was a spiritual, invisible mark that can only be seen in the spiritual realm. It designates those ones who have it in the Christian churches as being unsaved and so of the devil. It was all the counterfeit Christians in all the Christian churches, you see, who received the mark of the beast during the Great Tribulation. And buying and selling in the churches has nothing to do with buying and selling of goods or services. Rather, in the Bible, buying and selling is used as a figure of the sending forth and receiving of the gospel of or God's word. As we will be beginning to learn in our next few studies of Revelation 13, verses 15 through 17, during the few next weeks to come. As you know, we've been studying Revelation chapter 13, and we did learn in the first part of it that the church, at least during the Great Tribulation, and it's logical to assume that they still are worshiping the counterfeit Christ. They're worshiping the devil. And they do not even know it. Therefore, during the Great Tribulation that already came and went, only the counterfeit Christians or unsaved people in the Christian churches, those who have the spiritual mark of the devil, Antichrist, or the beast who is the perfect counterfeit Christ, were able to bring forth their false gospels and teachings. The true people of God, who were then still in the Christian churches at the beginning of the Great Tribulation, on May 21, 1988, for that first part of the Great Tribulations, those who did not receive the invisible mark of the beast, which, having not the mark, designated them as being saved and of the true Christ, they could not bring forth the true gospel any longer and teachings of God in the Christian churches. Instead, being the true two witnesses of Revelation 11, 7 through 10 that you can click on to learn of, they were spiritually killed, silenced from ministry in the Christian churches as if they had actually been physically killed and were no longer there. So, once again, the fulfillment of Scripture that foretold the end times was already accomplished in all the Christian churches, not yet to be fulfilled in the old physical nation of Israel sometime in the future. Because the nation of Israel, they are no longer Israel. Yes, the new land of Israel after the cross in the New Testament period became all the Christian churches. And that's not replacement theology, that's true theology. For God had divorced the nation of Israel and will never return to them again to be their husband. Therefore, all those Old Testament prophecies about Israel in the end time do not refer to the nation of Israel, but to the New Testament Christian church. That is the new land of Israel and Judah, where the true Jews of God, that is the saved Christians, whether Jew or Gentile, who themselves are also the true eternal church, once dwelt until they finally obeyed Christ after God's judgment had come against all the Christian churches beginning on May 21, 1988, to depart out from them all, to escape his wrath upon them. For the final judgment on this world had to begin at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. And now, the final judgment on this world that first came upon all the Christian churches has also spread to the whole world ever since the many days of judgment day began on May 21, 2011, to this very day, and until the last day of judgment day, when this world will be burnt up by fire and then recreated as a new heaven and earth where there is no longer any corruption, no sadness and sorrow, nor pain and death, unto all those in Jesus Christ, the true Israelites and Israel of God. But now again, the false prophets and teachers tell us that after the so-called seven-year Great Tribulation, they wrongly say is yet to come, there will be the Battle of Armageddon in the old ancient land of Israel before Christ returns to rule the world from over in Jerusalem for 1,000 literal years. But as already mentioned, the seven-year tribulation is false teaching, and so is the future so-called 1,000-year literal reign of Christ from the old physical city of Jerusalem. Both the Great Tribulation and the 1,000-year reign of Christ have already been fulfilled, not in the old land of Israel, but in the new land of Israel and Judah, which has been all the Christian churches worldwide. And as far as the Battle of Armageddon is concerned, we are told by all the false prophets that this battle is yet to come. But the truth is that the Battle of Armageddon already began against all the Christian churches and this whole world, both now called Babylon because Satan rules over them both, which is a battle not yet to come against the old nation of Israel in the old land of Israel, as all the false prophets and teachers declare, but it is a battle of the kingdom of Satan. This world and all the Christian churches included, ever since the Holy Spirit had left them during the Great Tribulation, beginning on May 21, 1988, against God and His true people, the true Israel, namely all those elected through the faith of Jesus Christ who have departed out from all the Christian churches in obedience to Him. I encourage you to click on Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 through 16 for some excellent information there. This is also what Ezekiel chapters 38 through 39 are all about as well, that you can click on for more truth. It's not about some future battle in the old nation of Israel, but a battle to do with the new land of Israel that came into being after the cross, during the church age, namely all the Christian churches worldwide. So as usual, we see that most of the old ancient prophecies and teachings that pointed to the end times have been already fulfilled in the Christian churches. These things are not yet to be fulfilled in the old nation of Israel, which God had divorced forever, but in the new land of Israel, namely the Christian churches. The only end time prophecy that I can think of that was fulfilled and had to do with the old land of Israel was the fig tree parable that foretold the forming of the nation of Israel again on May 14, 1948 as a sign that Christ's coming was then at the door. You can see that in Matthew 24, verses 32 through 33, and Mark chapter 13, verse 28. Other than that, and the nation of Israel being cursed by God forever by Christ to further substantiate His forever divorce of them in a different fig tree parable, that I encourage you to read about by clicking on this link, then scroll down to the fig tree parable subheading to read for all the details. Most all Holy Scripture that has to do with the end times, indeed, has already been fulfilled. Not sometime in the future in the old land of Israel, but in the new land of Israel, all the Christian churches. They became the holy land and true land of Israel ever since Christ had divorced and forsaken the old nation of Israel at the cross forever. So that the wrath of God has now come upon them to the utmost. And the true people of God are no longer the nation of Israel, but they are all those who through the faith of Christ, whether Jew or Gentile, were eternally saved by the time when the many days of judgment day began on May 21, 2011. And they are also those who obeyed Christ to depart out from all the Christian churches during the great tribulation to escape God's judgment upon His very own Christian church. And ever since we have now departed out from all the Christian churches, we are no longer the Holy Land. The ultimate true Holy Land will next be where we dwell in heaven, which will be the whole new heaven and earth to be created for us on the soon-to-come last day of the many days of judgment day that we are now in. So, why should we not be looking for most of the end time fulfillment of prophecies to take place in the ancient land of Israel, unlike so many of the churches, false prophets and teachers say they will take place? Well, because the old land and nation of Israel are not where the vast majority of the fulfillment of scriptures were to take place in these end times. No, rather, they have almost all already taken place where the true Israelites in the faith of Christ, whether Jew or Gentile, dwelt through most of the New Testament period. Namely, in all the Christian churches where the true temple of David was already rebuilt throughout the church age. It wasn't rebuilt, it was being built, that is, but it was rebuilt completely by May 21, 2011, when Judgment Day began. So, as many of the Christian churches look to the old land of Israel to discover how close we are to the end, or to see prophecies being fulfilled, we, the truest Israelites of God and Christians, who have departed out from all the churches to obey our Lord Jesus Christ, should not look to the old Israel, but to the new. As we do, we can see that virtually everything in Scripture to do with the end time has already been fulfilled. We're right at the end. Therefore, we can rejoice as the time for our translation into new incorruptible, glorious, and sinless bodies, and our translation into the new to be incorruptible and glorious heaven and earth is right at hand. There is no 7 years of the great tribulation yet to come that God's true people will be raptured out of. For the true 23-year-long great tribulation, which was spiritual, already took place. There is no battle of Armageddon yet to come over in the spiritual, over in the ancient land of Israel. For that battle has been taking place spiritually ever since Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. It is the battle of the kingdom of Satan, this wicked world that includes the Christian churches ever since Satan began ruling over them on May 21, 1988, against the kingdom of God, Christ and the true Israelites, the eternal church, who are the true Christians. There is no single man yet to arise who will be the true Antichrist. For the true Antichrist is Satan himself, and he already came and was revealed to be ruling in and over the Christian church ever since God's judgment came upon all the Christian churches on May 21, 1988. No, there is no fulfillment of Holy Scripture if the old Jewish temple is somehow rebuilt. For the true temple was already completed on May 21, 2011, with the last of God's true people, who are the true temple of God, then having been eternally saved. Moses and Elijah are not going to return to evangelize the nation of Israel to save a multitude of Jews that the whole nation of Israel will come to recognize Christ as their Messiah. No, there is no golden age yet to come for the nation of Israel. For God had divorced them forever at the cross, and now God's wrath is upon the whole nation of Israel to the utmost, until it is completely destroyed before or on the last day. There is no literal 1,000-year reign of Christ from Jerusalem yet to come. For that 1,000-year period was symbolic of the completeness of years from the cross in 33 AD to the end of the church age on May 21, 1988. The only end-time theology that does not believe that is the dispensational premillennial theology, which false teachings we have been focusing upon in this message. Yes, all those things are false teachings of the false pastors, teachers, evangelists, and false prophets of the Satan-ruled Christian churches of our day. Perhaps in another message we will speak about some of the other false theologies of the end times and the Christian churches. Don't listen to them. Just as you can no longer listen to the mainstream media and reporting to find truth, so also you can no longer find truth by listening to the Christian churches of our day. Oh yes, they have some truth, some more than others. For Satan doesn't come with all lies, that would be too obvious. Depart out from the Christian churches so that you will not continue being fed the strong delusion from God to bring judgment against them. The church age already spiritually ended on May 21, 1988. So you must not remain in any church lest you worship the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, also called the man of sin. He's not a man. Satan himself, the master deceiver, who now rules in all the Christian churches worldwide without them even knowing it. He has never deceived before like this since he first deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden. But his final end is at hand. Now until the next time, may Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.